The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd, and this is Healthy Living. San Francisco's Tenderloin District used to be the center of the city's music scene. Now it's home to the homeless, the mentally ill, addicts, drug dealers, and those who ignore them. But Carolyn Prasuti tells us about one man who is working to help those who live there.
Jacob Savage is in demand. His mobile phone is his work. Savage's group Concern invented this app for reporting people in an apparent mental health crisis. The observer types out a form on the app to describe what's happening. Words are checked for gender, age, race, and the surroundings.
You can describe the person who's going through the crisis. You can add notes. You can even take a photo.
Leaders like Savage get a notification and through a text assign the incident to a Concern responder. Or in this case, Savage rushes to the address himself. It's one of more than 2,000 reports they've answered.
It's all good. I help pull people to services and stuff.
Concern's goal is to intervene with mental health assistance before San Francisco police arrive and make arrests.
Savage imagines a day where Concern isn't out here on the streets every day, but instead it's the community taking care of itself, neighbor to neighbor.
Want to hear something?
Yeah.
What you want to hear?
What you got? Some jazz.
Savage is trying to earn the community's trust as he tries to enlist more residents to respond.
That's jazz.
He's been at it for 3 years, diffusing crises with his mild voice and his trumpet. Along the route, Eddie needs help. Savage guesses he's strung out on speed, crystal meth.
Hey, brother, I'm Jacob. What's your name, man?
Eddie, I'm out from here.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Cool. Are you doing okay?
Leave it now.
Savage tries something.
I don't care, easy. One more.
The music signals another responder.
Okay, so keep walking loud, like towards 6 on Market.
He gives Eddie the common currency of the neighborhood, a smoke. Savage says his priority is getting Eddie to trust him.
Everybody wants a cigarette out here, and it gets them to breathe. It gets them to pause at least for a moment. Hey, hit that cigarette. Take a deep breath.
But right now, Eddie can't even keep the cigarette in his mouth. Savage knows he'll see him on the street again and hopes next time maybe he can convince Eddie to get the help he needs. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News, San Francisco, California.
To see more on this story, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.